We were going to talk about the second chakra. It's your feelings and dealing with others. Because first is just survival, then you don't think about the other. Then it's just the basic, how to survive. You think only about yourself. That is also how normally in the sex they only think about satisfying themselves. It's the lowest, it's the animal. The second you start connecting with the others, then it also becomes more confusion, much more emotions, much more chaos, because how to be and how not to be. And in the negative way, then you have fear, anger, all these kinds of emotions, violence. And on the positive side, if one accepts them and understands them, then you have compassion, love, peace. So everywhere you have two sides, like yin and yang, night and day, man and woman. So unconsciously it becomes negative, then fear, then anger, then violence. Out of understanding and acceptance, then courage, fearlessness. But this chakra is also very destroyed from the society, because nobody is teaching love, peace, courage. What they teach is mathematics, how you can become better. So everything is just on the outside, and you have to go in to start feeling and to understand it. You can never understand how the inner functioning is happening by just learning from the outside. You have to go in. And very few people go in, that's why nobody knows themselves. Nobody has realized their peace, their love, their sensitivity. Because you have to then know thyself. That is the positive way. If it's the right guidance, if it's the right understanding, then you start studying your own energies, understanding your own workings. The unconscious way is that you just get lost in the world, in the hurt, in the pain, in the anger, in the jealousy. And as the first is life, survival, the second is death, because these two is the basic, life and death. So first, accepting life, become alive, then accepting death. And these two, or you can say life, is also like sex, because that's how the human race goes on. But these two things are very repressed in the society, sex and death. Nobody talks about it in an intelligent way. And what is more natural than sex and death? But nobody knows the workings of it. So when these two things becomes accepted and natural, then everything starts relaxing. By accepting life, truth as it is, then everything relaxes. Everything that is accepted will become relaxed. And the only way is to go into it. So, like life is going out, energy, that is going in relaxation, rest. So they go together. So both these things has to be accepted and understood before the energy, the consciousness, can go higher. Because it's the basic. And very few people have understood the basic. And when you understand how fragile life is, then you become very sensitive. And it's very important to then slow down. That's why all the mystics, all the Buddhas have said, you have to slow down. You have to slow down to study yourself. Because the mind is going very fast. And the only way is to train first the physical body, to study the physical body, to go beyond the body. Then when you do things slow, out of awareness, then you are controlled. Otherwise, the body is functioning like a machine, like an automat. You just do things. And the more unconscious and the more lost in the mind people are, the more unconscious things they do. Sometimes they slap each other, hit each other, even lovers. Many people, they hit and then they say again, why did I do this? Well, then who did it then? How could it happen? Because no awareness. Because you are totally identified with the feelings. And if you want to go deeper than the mind and the feeling, you have to study and have control over your own body. Because then you start realizing that you can study your own body, you can study your own feelings. You don't need to be a machine, you don't need to just react. Then you start responding instead of reacting. And by doing things slowly, then it's much easier to be alert. That's why in all the systems, it's important to slow down, to be more sensitive, more meditative. Because in that way you can start studying yourself and seeing how many unnecessary things you do in your life. That has just become part of your program. Most people just do a lot of things totally unnecessary, totally asleep what they are doing. Because you have been trained up to do it. So it takes time to undo it consciously. Because human beings can function unconscious without knowing what they are doing. And you can function consciously, but then you have to be much more alert, aware. And that doesn't come automatically. To function, one can do totally asleep. But to function aware is a challenge. Because you have to train yourself. And most people, they are too busy wasting their life in all kinds of unnecessary things, that who has time to study themselves? You can study anything. There's so many things to study in this world. Many things takes 5, 10, 20 years to study. A lot of thick books and headache to become a psychiatrist. So you can study other people. You don't even know yourself and you're going to start studying other people. That is just like Jesus said, the blind is leading the blind. Bah. And then this poor doctor psychiatrist doesn't know, then he has to look in his big fat book, see what medicine that fits you. So you become quiet. Because he doesn't know what's happening inside you. So then take this tablet, then you feel better. That is how the whole medical situation has become now. You just take tablets. It's never been such a big business. It's medicine that is the new business. Bigger than oil, tranquilizers. Instead of healing the persons, you just give them medicine. So you can stay in your sleepiness to wake up takes effort. Then you have to start being courageous enough to listen to yourself, to finding out yourself. And that's the only thing that will help, is that you know. In Japan they have a place they call the Hara. The samurais found that. They must have known it for a long time, but the samurai, it became famous with the samurais because they realized if they put the knife there, the death is totally painless. You just leave the body from there, like puncturing a balloon. And they didn't want to surrender. Then it was more worthy to do suicide. So it became very famous with the samurais, because if they lost in a battle, or if their master was dead, then they all did suicide, harakiri, instead of being caught. That was not very good for the samurais to get caught and go in jail, or chop the head off, then they do harakiri. And that is exactly that second chakra, the death center. So those two has to be balanced and understood and accepted, because that is the basic life and death. And remember, transformation never happens through repression. It only happens through understanding and acceptance. And in the societies, then it's repressed. Both is repressed. Sex and death is both repressed, which is the basic. So these chakras, this foundation is very destroyed because it's not understood, it's not accepted, it's not embraced. Or in the Western society, then maybe sex is expressed, but it's just the opposite. It's not understood. is indulged in the lower because it's also easy, but it's not understood. Like here in this country, very few people go and rape women because it's very available to be together, men and women. But many rapes are there. And I was reading that in Oslo, all the ones that sits in for rape is from outside. It's from Africa, Bosnia, Turkey, all these places. Why? Because they are very repressed. They don't know how to behave. Then they come into a society where it's more expressed. But they don't know how to behave. The only way is to rape them. Then they rape the women. I was amazed. It's only foreigners, or 99% foreigners, sitting in prison for rape in Norway. Because it's totally culture clash. But love is not so easy. You can't just rape somebody and think you are satisfied then. But this is how the human mind is. All over the world, they do these things. That is just a sign how strong these energies are when you don't understand it, when you have no clue about how it works. And then they will, impossible that they grow then. Because they're following their lowest instinct. Then it's just ugly. And the possibility is that it can become sensitivity. It can become love. But then they have to look at themselves then. And they have to go against or understand this lower instinct they have. But now the world is so mixed that even they come here and then hunga bunga, they still come at the club and go and get the woman out from the cave. Now we have different situation now. So it's important that you start slowing down here and becoming more sensitive and using this time where you don't need to do so much of your ordinary things to just be more innocent and let all these other centers and qualities of yourself come forth. And you have so many different sides that normally you don't use. So first is just to become innocent and start exploring life from that side. Break.